Okay, just so everybody knows, we're starting a net right now. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay. You have, I just checked with the AWOL and you're good to go.
Good to go, Pat.
Okay, good morning. This is Pat, WB9, Germany, Kilowatt, Zulu. I'm in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. I'm up in northeastern Wisconsin. This is the vintage sideband net. The vintage sideband net, which meets most every Saturday morning right here, 3840. This net is a meeting place for those of us that like old single sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are shunned and rejected by the general ham population. Our audio may be distorted. Our signals may drift. Hum and noise can be heard when we transmit. Dirty switches can cause havoc when we receive signals. Smoke and flames may occur at any time while using our radios. This is all normal and welcomed here. We are not ashamed. Generally, here we go with the rules. All tube type or hybrid radios are considered vintage by the net and are welcome to be heard. Certain solid state radios have been granted vintage status at the discretion of net control and are okay to check in. However, if you try to sneak in with a modern rig, you will suffer the wrath of the net members and it could get ugly. All right, here we go. This is the big moment we've all been waiting for all week long. Let's take a minute or two right now to tune up our transceivers, transmitters, get on frequency the best you can, burn the dust off of those precious sweep tubes to the utmost of spectral purity. Tune up, and I'll be back to recap all check-ins. WB9GKZ in the Vintage Sideband Net.